We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, green-going viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobud 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villamayor and Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Hu Cable V on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Channel 44,
Fly-in news. Heavy snow disrupts travel in northern China. Days of heavy snow in China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region and Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region left thousands stranded as blizzard conditions struck municipalities like the city of Ulaanbaatar, bringing up to 13 centimeters of snow overnight and causing temperatures to drop to minus 20 degrees Celsius. With service for 39 bus routes having to be canceled, some 5,000 commuters were left without transport at Ulaanbaatar Station. Officials announced that snow cleaning and relief operations to bring daily necessities to the city were underway, with over 40 trucks on Wednesday arriving with fresh fruits and vegetables. Our gratefulness for the initiatives of the officials and personnel in assisting residents and travelers in the snow-swept regions. Wishing the storm-stricken a smooth resuming of regular daily lives as we strive to alleviate such intense conditions through our more caring and eco-conscious lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
More help arrives to aid cholera-hit Haiti. With nearly 70,000 cases diagnosed and more than 1,600 fatalities in just 41 days, the cholera epidemic in Haiti is being described by health experts as dire.
Et ce matin seulement, nous avons reçu près de 7 cas. À partir de 5h du matin, nous avons commencé à recevoir des cas. Et nous sommes au total, aujourd'hui nous sommes déjà à 32 cas de choléra.
On Tuesday, November 23rd, the United Nations called for urgent funding and additional trained nurses and doctors, which received immediate response in the form of a $10 million donation from the World Bank.
We're going to try to provide services which will, on the one hand, provide clean water, which is the basic to avoid the epidemic, make sure that the sewage is somehow removed and disposed in a place where it doesn't further contaminate the water streams.
On Wednesday, Spain sent a plane with 40 tons of medicine, and the Cuban government, along with the Brazilian Health Ministry and several Brazilian universities, signed agreements to establish a network of health clinics and train more than 2,000 health workers in Haiti.
Meanwhile, international medical humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders is treating up to 700 new patients per day at centers in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Haiti's Health Ministry, and the Pan American Health Organization, or PAHO, are working together to increase assistance and the delivery of emergency supplies. They are also aiding a government-sponsored campaign along with wireless phone network Voila with the goal of informing 80% of the total population on adopting hygienic practices. International charity Save the Children, which has set up treatment centers in vulnerable areas, is also preparing young people to lead their communities in prevention by teaching fellow residents how to quickly recognize cholera symptoms, what to do, and how to prevent the disease from spreading.
Our sincere appreciation and Providence bless the contributions and tireless efforts of all governments, organizations, and personnel striving to halt the rapid spread of disease in Haiti. We send heartfelt sympathies for the loss of precious lives as we pray for the recuperation of those who have fallen ill and the soon return of vibrant health for all the gentle-hearted Haitian people.
Great Britain's Queen Elizabeth II visits the United Arab Emirates. On Wednesday, November 24th, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Abu Dhabi for her first visit to the United Arab Emirates in over 30 years, accompanied by her husband, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. The royal couple was graciously received by United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Her Majesty visited the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque and paid respects to tomb of His Highness Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, the late founder of the United Arab Emirates, who had hosted her visit more than three decades ago. Commenting on Her Majesty's bestowed role as Supreme Governor of the Church of England, the British Embassy stated, "This visit by the head of the Church of England to the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque is reflective of the multi-faith dialogue and tolerance that is common to both the UAE and UK. We wish Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and His Royal Highness Prince Philip a continued safe and memorable journey. May the close brotherly ties between the United Kingdom and United Arab Emirates inspire further harmonious relations throughout our world."
Saudi King's operation deemed a success. In a surgery performed in New York, USA on Wednesday, November 24th, doctors successfully removed a blood clot and were able to repair the conditions of a herniated spinal disc for His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz of Saudi Arabia. Following news of the successful operation, the royal court issued a statement saying, "Thank Allah the operation was successful. May Allah grant the custodian of the two holy mosques good health and joy." The king also received many get-well messages, including a phone call from U.S. President Barack Obama and well wishes posted by the public on Saudi news sites. "We join in gladness for the success of your surgery and respectfully wish Your Majesty a rapid and full recovery. May you soon return home to the joyous Saudi people and many more years of noble leadership for your beautiful country."
Russian Prime Minister hails U.S. actor's perilous journey to Tiger Summit.
"Об одном человеке, который, как мне сказали, здесь присутствует, я все-таки хотел бы сказать отдельно. Это известный и любимый во многих странах мира американский киноактер господин Ди Каприо.
Prime Minister Vladimir Putin described Oscar-nominated actor and environmental advocate Leonardo DiCaprio as a hero as he arrived to make his $1 million U.S. dollar pledge in person at the International Forum on Tiger Conservation, despite hazardous challenges during his travel to St. Petersburg. Mr. DiCaprio was initially flying on a plane that had to turn back due to an engine fire. He was then forced to make a stop in Finland as his jet had almost run out of fuel, having endured stormy winds over the Atlantic. Prime Minister Putin stated, Mr. DiCaprio has not just come to us, but simply burst through the front line. Excuse me if you may, but in our country people usually say, that's what we call a real man. And I think that if people with such character would be responsible for defending nature, or the tiger in this particular case, were destined for success. During the summit, more than $100 million U.S. dollars was pledged by various countries and organizations to help save highly endangered tiger populations in Europe and Asia. We, too, salute Mr. Leo DiCaprio for your persistent determination to contribute to this landmark summit. May your shining star continue to illuminate both the plight and the beauty of these and all magnificent animal co-inhabitants for their respect and protection by all.
New Zealander teens found miraculously alive at sea. Three young men from the New Zealand territory of the Tokelau Islands were rescued after 50 days of being lost at sea after the engine failed in their aluminum dinghy. An unsuccessful search and rescue mission launched following their disappearance on October 5th left their families and community believing that they had perished. However, a ship whose crew later said that they rarely went to the region happened to spot the boys on November 26 close to Fiji and took them on board. The three were reported to be in relatively good condition as they were able to drink rainwater throughout their ordeal and are receiving medical care in Fiji before returning to their homeland. We are overjoyed to hear of the amazing survival of the three young New Zealanders, wishing them many happy reunions and treasured moments with family and friends.
Save our planet. Greenhouse gases reach record levels in 2009. A report from the United Nations World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, revealed that even an economic downturn and efforts to reduce greenhouse gases didn't stop them from reaching record levels in 2009. Noting that carbon dioxide concentrations have increased 38% and methane 158% since pre-industrial times, the scientists also reported more recent rises in atmospheric methane observed between 2007 and 2009. WMO Secretary General Michelle Jarreau warned that further warming and additional methane releases from the Arctic permafrost and wetlands could lead to a tipping point that would set off runaway global warming. Secretary General Jarreau called for a complete halt to the emissions, stating, "If we continue business as usual, we will not achieve the level of atmospheric concentration that would allow a 2 degree Celsius target."
Experts in Arctic nations, such as Norway, have also been observing steeply rising levels of atmospheric methane in recent years.
Konsentrasjonen av metan på Svalbard svært høy, og det veldig bekymringsfullt. Og vi vurderer hva som årsaken. Det kan skyldes at det permafrost som tiner og metan som frigjøres, og i tilfelle så betyr det at vi nærmer oss et sånt tipping point, og da det veldig alvorlig. Og da betyr det at vi har satt i gang en akselererende prosess, en selvforsterkende prosess, som gjør at den globale oppvarmingen vil gå enda raskere.
We thank Director Hambro, Secretary General Jarreau, and the World Meteorological Organization for these timely warnings despite their disturbing nature. Our prayers that all soon turn to sustainable and planet-cooling lifestyles that renew a harmonious balance with nature.
During a September 2009 video conference, addressed the means by which we could halt permafrost melt and overall threats of climate change.
U.S. and Canadian scientists traveling to the Arctic have noted increased methane gas being released from the Earth's melting permafrost, which is storing immense amount of methane beneath the frozen surface. Other conferences also highlighted how quickly the temperature is rising in the Arctic, much faster than in the rest of the world. This means a vast quantity of methane could be released from the previously frozen soil very quickly, which would be a complete disaster for life on Earth. one fact is clear. If we stop meat consumption and livestock raising, we will also eliminate one of the most heat-trapping gases, which is methane. And since this gas disappears more quickly from the atmosphere, the planet will cool almost immediately. This will also address problems like the melting permafrost, which will otherwise emit more methane if nothing is done to halt it.
Save Our Planet, climate conference held in Oslo, Norway. The fifth annual Zero Emissions Conference brought together concerned dignitaries and experts on November 22nd and 23rd in Oslo, Norway, to discuss climate change issues and specific actions needed in the sectors of power generation, transport, energy production, and agriculture. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports.
We are here in Oslo at the Clarion Hotel, where the fifth annual Zero Emission Conference is being held. This is the largest meeting of its kind in Scandinavia, and is organized by the Norwegian Environmental Foundation, Zero Emission Resource Organization, with the goal of addressing a wide range of topics regarding climate change solutions. Distinguished speakers include Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg, Chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and Vegetarian, Dr. Rachenda Pachauri, Deputy Director of UNICEF, Hilde Cranfjord Johnson, Irish singer-songwriter and activist Bob Geldof, President of the World Watch Institute, Christopher Flavin, and others. Everyone agreed on the urgency of mitigating climate change.
I wouldn't look for a technological fix, whether we like it or not, and I don't like it, because I've got an enviable lifestyle. We're going to have to temper and ameliorate our life. It doesn't mean going back to the Middle Ages, but we're going to ameliorate our economy, our lifestyle, so that it's more bearable on the planet.
Reforming agriculture and reforming energy are the two most important things we need to do for a stable climate.
If climate change leads to a warmer climate, it is likely to lead to more water scarcity, food insecurity, and worsening health conditions. And in all three areas, we are really worried that children will suffer. So what we have gained in reduction in child mortality the last decades can actually be undermined and maybe be lost if really the worst case scenarios kick in.
We also asked participants to share their thoughts on the important dietary solutions.
A single person can absolutely do a lot in terms of their own consumption. What you eat makes a difference. Less meat, more vegetables will both make you healthier and will also make the climate healthier.
Certainly, lifestyle changes also involve dietary changes, agricultural practices. It will take time, but it will happen, I'm sure. Yeah.
With only days to go before the COP16 meeting in Cancun, attendees are hopeful for constructive global actions. This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Oslo, Norway.
We appreciate the Zero Emission Conference participants for their efforts to find ways to reduce harmful emissions. May everyone realize and share the most viable solution of being meat-free with bountiful organic vegan agriculture for all.
Save Our Planet. As international scientists race to stem the spread of a deadly fungus that affects vital wheat crops, they express concern that continued record temperatures will precipitate more drastic losses of the heat-sensitive grain.
Warning news. A Canadian study evaluating the long-term effects of E. coli bacterial infection from eating products like contaminated meat reveals that patients who survive the initial illness are still at higher risk for complications such as long-term chronic hypertension and other heart conditions, as well as kidney failure.
Hi, I'm Daisy the Alpaca, and I love my plant-based diet. My tip today is about arranging a playgroup for your delightful dog pal. You could invite a group of friends and their canine companions to meet once a week. It will be a great chance for everyone to socialize. Oh, and please remember to bring some delicious vegan treats. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, planting two crops together helps Chinese agricultural workers increase yields and raises earnings. By seeding lotus under rice, farmers in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region have boosted the output of these crops more than 17% and 14% respectively, compared to when grown separately. In addition, many rural farmers in the area are conducting soil tests. This enables them to decrease the amount of fertilizer used and expand rice harvests by an estimated 20%. Congratulations, agricultural workers of Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region, on your augmented production. May we look to nature's generous bounty for an abundant and flourishing ecosphere.
In cultural news, Jordan and Italy collaborate to restore an ancient Islamic castle. An agreement to refurbish Hassa Amra, situated in eastern Jordan, was signed between director Mr. Ziad Zad of Jordanian Department of Antiquities and director Ms. Gisela Caponi of Italian Higher Institute for Conservation and Restoration. Supported by the World Monuments Fund, a team involving experts from both countries will assist in conservation efforts. Hassa Amra, constructed in the early 8th century by Umayyad Caliph al-Walid, is regarded as a classic example of early Islamic architecture. Our earnest appreciation, Jordan and Italian Antiquaries, and World Monuments Fund for this wonderful joint endeavor. May precious cultural and religious heritages, such as Hassa Amra, enrich our world for many generations to come. Coming up on Noteworthy News, monarch butterflies demonstrate the ability to use plants to cure their offspring. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more motivating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rejuvenating news for a renewed world. In science news, an American study discovers monarch butterflies use medicinal plants to heal their offspring. Researchers at Emory University in Georgia have found if a female butterfly had become infected with parasites, she chose to lay her eggs on a toxic species of milkweed. This can help minimize the problem in the larva. However, if the butterfly is healthy, no preference is shown to the type of milkweed plant on which she deposits her eggs. Our thankfulness, Emory University scientists, for highlighting the inherently intelligent nature of our ethereal butterfly friends. May these exquisite winged messengers thrive evermore with heaven's manifold blessings.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told in Persian, entitled Spinach Time.
مادر علی جان بیا اسفناج بخور آهن داره علی آخه مادر جان الان آب خوردم میترسم زنگ بزنم
And now for our viewers hotline
I'm so grateful that I can watch this beautiful broadcast Supreme Master Television Positive news gives me a peaceful mind And the news about climate change makes me do something. May all of us do our best to save the planet Earth. Joel from Busan, South Korea.
Caring viewer Cho, your supportive words are appreciated. With each global citizen taking action by adopting the planet-protecting vegan diet, we can save our precious and beautiful Earth. Godspeed and all our love to you and the kind-hearted people of South Korea.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with heavenly joy and everlasting harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In his inaugural address after being sworn in for a second term, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki affirms that the new unity government is committed to a partnership with the Iraqi people that brings reconstruction and services for all fellow citizens.
Visiting Aulac or Vietnam, State Secretary to the Norwegian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Erik Landstein, meets with Deputy Foreign Minister Nguyen Tan Sung, where both affirm their country's deep friendship and express a mutual wish for further collaboration.
at the Arab European Young Leaders Forum in Austria, Arab League Secretary General Amr Mohammed Musa addresses representatives of nearly 50 countries in calling for an end to religious-based discrimination in all countries.
The United Nations World Food Program, operating in Bem, Burkina Faso, helps some 185,000 residents overcome malnutrition by teaching basic nutrition and hygiene.
Nutrition experts from the U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, find that 82% of the restaurants in 18 major airports surveyed across the nation now offer at least one low-fat, high-fiber, cholesterol-free vegetarian meal.
In recognition of their country's four decades of expanding and supportive relations, Chinese President Hu Jintao and his Ethiopian counterpart Girma Wold Gheorghiu exchange mutually congratulatory messages.
In his first official visit to Peru, Chilean President Sebastian Piñera and host President Alan Garcia signed several cooperative accords, with both pledging that any outstanding disagreements would be resolved diplomatically.
During her visit to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Indian President Pratibha Patil helps launch the Indian Workers Resource Center, which offers support and a 24-hour helpline to protect the rights of Indian workers in the country.
To help millions avert poverty due to illness and large medical bills, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Margaret Chan calls for universal health care coverage across the globe.
In response to a global initiative to halt drunk driving, OLOX, or Vietnam's National Traffic Safety Committee, and the International Center for Alcohol Policies hold a joint seminar to agree on measures intended to enhance public safety.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.